Good afternoon, and welcome to Mars Bar. I'm your host, Marcy Latimer, on this Sunday, February 27th, 2022. Yeah, getting to be already 2 months down. Tomorrow's the last day of February on this short month of the year, of course. And it's hard to believe already we are just getting by quickly already in 2022, but it's felt very long, it would seem, especially since a year ago, really January 20th, so 13 months ago, our President Trump did not get to be inaugurated again. So hard to believe it's already been 13 months, but in 13 short months, the disgusting things that have happened to our country is just completely, it's fallen flat. So a lot's gone on. I do want to thank you again for joining us. Visit us on eternalaffairsmedia.com and please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always God bless. Put God first. Somebody named Michael Key, I'm sorry, I won't respond to ugly messages. So keep it clean here on my show. Thank you very much. I would appreciate keeping it clean. If you have any ugly cuss words, I will not respond. I just wanted to shout out to our premier member, our newest premier member of Eternal Affairs Media. It's apparently a name called Basket Full of Fabric. So we want to do a shout out for you. Thank you so much for becoming a premier subscriber. There is a way that you can become a premier subscriber and get shout outs like that. I will say this, after 12 years of online publishing and growing credibility, Eternal Affairs Media has launched Truth Premium for those that wish to take their support for the truth to a deeper level, as well as receive exclusive benefits such as seeing less ads, access to more exclusive premium content, radio podcast shout outs like I just did, access to members only powered by Truth Community Forum, and of course, much more benefits coming up in the coming days. So just wanted to let you know that. And we do appreciate, of course, you being here with us. I always like to start with a prayer. I saw one from Reverend Franklin Graham that I thought was appropriate for the days that are going on right now. In fact, it's a special prayer for today. He says on his social media page, I would like to join others in calling for a special day of prayer for the people of Ukraine. Today, Sunday, February 27th, I hope that tens of thousands of churches and millions of families around the world will stand together in prayer, asking Almighty God to work in the hearts of leaders and bring an end to this deadly conflict. Let's lift up us up in prayer, those who are enduring these dark days filled with uncertainty, fear, hardship, loss, and suffering. May they know the comfort, presence, peace, and protection of God, who is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That was actually Psalm 46:1 that he said at the end of that prayer. So yeah, indeed, what is going on with Russia and Ukraine? It's a very scary time. They are at war and it is very scary. So the uncertain times, we do lift them up in prayer, and we don't like war. And I really truly believe that if President Trump was still our president, which I believe he did rightly win 2020 election, we all know that, but it was stolen. But if he was in office still officially, I do not believe that this would be happening, because they knew who was boss back then. I mean, in the 4 years that he was our president, he kept us at peace with other countries, and he knew how to make those master chess moves and know how to keep the enemies close at hand and, of course, keep them wondering about him. So we would not be in this complete disastrous time in our lives if we had him in office still. I do believe that, and I think that they saw that Biden is very weak. Our country is looking very weak right now, and unfortunately, this is what we're getting because of that. So it's very unfortunate. Let's see. Pastor Shane Vaughn made a comment, very interesting. He said, the headlines on Fox News moments ago, I tried to snap a photo. My wife and I saw it together. This is coming from Pastor Shane Vaughn. He said, I saw it together from the Pentagon. he couldn't take the photo, though, but he said it said, Russia is attempting to bring World War III, and we must not allow it to happen, as nuclear war will be the end of everything. This is what we taught all weekend long at our church. We taught the news before it became news. Why? Because the Word of God is the future. If your church is not teaching Bible prophecy and focused on it, then they are not expecting the return of Christ. They are part of Babylon. Get out. That's what he says. So he's suggesting that. And I kind of touched base on that last week. I said that if your church is not mentioning the politics that's going on, because it really does coincide with the Bible, very interesting in God's Word. If they're not and they're just ignoring it, then it's probably time for a new church. And I do believe that because they do coincide. They work hand in hand. All right. So getting all that aside, I am going to go on to a little bit brighter news. If you happen to watch the CPAC this weekend, Conservative Political Action Conference, that was going on in Orlando, Florida, a little bit more uplifting. I mean, certainly in these dark times, we need something to look forward to. So always great to see President Trump on stage. He was on stage last night. He was taking everybody by storm, of course. Fantastic speech that he had. Really could be considered the State of the Union speech, because Biden certainly is going to be bumbling that. So I'm not even going to watch. I mean, I can't watch Biden. Clueless Joe. I just can't. It's so embarrassing. So anyway, I wanted to give you this information, a little bit of clips from Trump. He's hinting at a 2024 presidential run. So I do believe this is the answer we've been waiting for. Listen to this. Just check this out.
They're going to find out the hard way starting on November 8th, and then again, even more so, on November 2024, they will find out like never before. We did it twice, and we'll do it again. We're going to be doing it again a third time. 2022 will be the year that millions of everyday citizens stand up to the left-wing fascists, and they'll continue, and we will all continue together to make America great again.
Okay, so he basically was saying they're going to find out again. We've done this twice. We're going to do it a third time. So that is kind of the key to, has he indeed admitted to running, taking another run. Now, the thing about it is he needs to still continue with the fight for the 2020 election, because the truth is he did sweep it. And we can't pretend like that didn't happen, where the Democrats stole it. So we know that happened, and we can't just let them get away with it. So the great thing is, Dinesh D'Souza, for instance, he has his movie out, coming out in March. It's really going to be great. 2,000 Mules, check it out, 2000mules.com. That one does have a lot of information regarding how the election was stolen. It does show absolute footage of the people with their drop boxes and what they did. So let me just tell you how you can find that. 2,000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza. Yeah, and it's going to come out, I believe, next weekend. So watch for that. It'll be on YouTube and Rumble and all that. I hope YouTube doesn't pull it, of course, because a lot of times big tech like that does pull conservative content. But it is the truth, and it's a good one to watch regarding that, because we can't just ignore it. We can't pretend. That's why I love people like Mike Lindell, a patriot that he is, and of course, a God-loving man. So just fighting for the truth. And I love that President Trump did a shout out for him and so many others who are fighting for Americans just like he is. And he's really putting Americans first. That's what it's about. Also, I wanted to just share a couple other clips from the CPAC, because I thought these were really great regarding what's going on in our country. So take a listen here at President Trump. Let me play it.
Other types of warming. These people are not living in a world of reality.
The reason we've got soaring gas prices is that Biden shut down American energy, canceled our oil and gas leases just 2 days ago. 2 days ago, they canceled many oil and gas leases because of the environment. It's really unbelievable. And canceled the Keystone XL pipeline that I approved while he enriched Putin by approving the Russian pipeline, which has really been at the core of much of the problem we have right now. And I fought Angela. I said, Angela, here is a white flag. Happened to be a white napkin that was on my desk. I said, Angela, you can have it. She said, but why? I said, because you're getting 75%, and I think it's higher than that, but it will be, 75% of your energy from Russia. And as you probably know through history, you've had some rather major conflicts with Russia. And if you ever have a conflict with Russia, you will be able to wave the white flag and surrender, because they supply your energy. And I knew that would happen. I just never had any idea it was going to happen so fast.
So that's what he was referring to, the soaring gas prices across the nation and why we're not energy independent anymore. Under him, we were. And of course, now under Biden, we're not. He took away the Keystone pipeline, immediately gave all of our energy, basically gave the energy to Russia. So Putin basically is in control. So he has nobody to blame but himself, unfortunately. And of course, President Trump knows that, again, if he were still in office, that would not be happening because he had the energy independence. And our country was doing much better under him. Okay, and then here's another clip. I love these clips. Just listen.
Right here in our own nation, it's also far past time to declare independence from every last COVID mandate. It's time. It's time.
He's saying it's time to end the COVID mandates.
And you know, as early as when it first happened, I let the governors make that decision. And we had some governors that did a great job, and we had some governors that didn't do a very good job. But I can tell you that the Republican governors did quite well, thank you, quite well. And a big, big difference also on crime. You look at where the crime is, and you don't see the word Republican very much, if at all. With one voice, Americans must insist that the emergency is over, and we will submit to this left-wing tyranny no longer. We will not do it any longer. They're causing so much damage to people and to our children. The people who are masking our children may plan to lift those mandates right before the election, thinking they'll get some votes. But we will never forget what they did to our children. We will hold them accountable at the ballot box this November.
And there you have it. So again, hold the people accountable, what they're doing to the children, the tyrannical mandates for masking the kids, and of course, just the vaccines, everything else that they're, you know, propagandizing on the left. So these are the things that basically he said, it's time to end these tyrannical mandates. And absolutely, I agree on that. Let's see, there are a couple more clips I want to hear or just share with you of our wonderful President Trump.
Yes, what would you like to know? Sir, how did you take it?
Oh, this is regarding, he has heard numerous times people asking him the questions, how he took the last 4 years being beat up by the media and the lamestream news and the fake news. So establishment, here we go.
How did you take what they did to you? And in many ways, I can't answer that question, but there's never been anything like this ever done to an American president before. But I can't do any of those things because I love this country. We love this country, and we're going to bring this country back, and it's going to be bigger and better and stronger than ever before. But remember they're coming after me because I'm standing up for you. And that is it. I'm standing up for you. In 2022, we're taking on this wretched and corrupt political establishment like never before. And we've learned a lot over the last 4 years. We've learned how corrupt they are. Nobody can even believe it. If you wrote a book or a novel and it was all just printed out like this, with Crooked Hillary, with the Mueller report, which was okay, we like it. Did it find no collusion? But with all of the things that you've seen, all of the horrible things that you've seen, the corruption, the spying, it was spying. It's probably worse than spying. It's treason. It's everything you can have. If anybody ever wrote a novel, the great James Patterson, if he ever wrote a novel like this, it wouldn't sell because people would say, no, no, it's not believable. This could never happen. And it's worse. They're finding out things now that nobody even thought were possible. We're going to end Nancy Pelosi's political career once and for all.
Yeah, that was me giggling at the end. Have you heard that? Yes, we're going to end her career once and for all. I love it. Yeah, that's part of the swamp that he, unfortunately, he did promise to drain the swamp the last run, and he tried. Unfortunately, they just tried a little harder to get rid of him, and that was the sad part. And they're still coming after him, even after all of the lies turned out to be truth. And Trump, in fact, told the truth. And all the conspiracy theories they said that they were turned out to be true. So isn't that funny? And all the hypocrisy on the left is now being shown. So yeah, we need to get rid of her. We need to get rid of all the disgusting corruptness in DC. And that includes rhinos too. That includes Republicans, not just the Democrats. There are a lot of Republicans in name only. They are showing their true color, so we need to get rid of them as well. All right, here's one more clip I wanted to share from CPAC.
We must defend parents' rights. Something new. Something new. That's right. Something new that came up, parents' rights. Who ever thought of parents' rights? Parents' rights. We love our parents, of course. Now we have to defend parents' rights against these lunatics and maniacs. America's moms and dads should get a veto over anyone teaching far-left gender ideologies to their children without parental consent. And any parent who objects to the radical indoctrination and
of the radical indoctrination of CRT, critical race theory, and everything else like that he was referring to. Yeah, they're calling them the terrorists. We've gone over this before, of course. The parents, no. The parents have the right to know what is being taught to their school children. And of course, all the indoctrination on the left has hit an all-time high, and it's been exposed, and it's time that we give the parents the rights again. And he said that includes picking the schools of your choice, whether that's charter schools, whatever it may be, but you should have the right to choose your schools. And of course, that's something that the left does not like to allow. So great things going on, things that are definitely going to be in full focus for the 2022 midterm elections. And make sure wherever you may be in America, make sure you get your voter guides and find out what these people, even if they're Republicans and they have an R next to their name, they might have hidden agendas. They might be rhinos. So really look into who they are, unless you already have a track record of them on who to vote for. And no matter what, if they have a D by their name, oh no, just get rid of them. We know that for a fact. They're just out for a horrible agenda, ruining this country. So it's already gone awry in the last 13 months, as we can see. So they're trying to take our rights away and everything else, our freedom. So we need to stay strong and, of course, hope that everything's going to be back to normal. Well, I don't know what normal is anymore, but 2024, hopefully we will see whether it's Trump or some other wonderful Republican in office that's true to their word and has the Trump agenda. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to mention. There was an article, and it was regarding the – this is awful, actually. Oh, yeah, it's AG – oh, yeah, of course, he's horrible. Ex-AG William Barr attacks Trump as unfit to lead. Unbelievable. This article came out just today. William Barr is urging Republicans to put former President Donald Trump in the rearview mirror in 2024 in favor of political party's younger leaders, the former attorney general writes in a new book. Of course, what he's doing is he's just promoting his book. So he's just trying to do the media circle. And, you know, we already know he ended up being a backstabber. So yeah, he's just completely trying to showcase his book. That's what it's about. But this is what he's saying. He says, Barr says he thinks Trump could have beaten Joe Biden in 2020 if he had just exercised more self-restraint and moderating even a little of his pettiness. That's what he said. And he said that it's we need to find other people who have Trump's agenda, who believes and shares Trump's agenda, but not his erratic personal behavior for 2024 election in order to win. Okay, so he has a little bit of a point. At least he's admitting that Trump's agenda is a good one, but we know he's a backstabber. And the fact of the matter is people need to remember policy over personality, policy over personality. If they're a Never Trumper, if they got offended by his tweets, whatever it may be, okay, fine. But remember, think about how his policies were in plan and how he executed them, and his promises made were promises kept. So, and he put America's first, and just the border and everything else were economics. I mean, everything was so much better under him. So just think about that, and hopefully they. Those voters get rid of their little pettiness and just figure, oh my gosh, you know what? You're right. Never mind. Even if I don't like his personality, his policies were intact and he meant the best for the country. So just think about that if you're a voter on the fence. And that's my suggestion. All right. So thank you again for joining me here. And we appreciate you always listening in and put God first and have faith over fear and keep praying and let's go forward. And thank you again. I appreciate it. God bless.